Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning again. It's Alan Ellis. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And on the hotline, if you want to lock in Susan Rivers, there is our trout hatchery guru from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. You ever been called a guru before, Susan?
I've been called a lot of things, but I don't think I've been called that.
I got you. Well, you're the person in charge of the trout stocking, and if there's no trout, it's your fault, basically, right?
Well, I'm not in charge of it, but I do get a lot of calls about it.
Oh, okay.
Certainly, but yeah, it's been.
Well, let's put it this way: you're the point person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. But trout season's coming up here real fast. There are guys fishing now in some of the areas that have been stocked, some of the put-and-take areas where the, like right here in the Baltimore area, the Daniels areas, is that Tapsco State Park, I think. That's a very popular area.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and limits two.
Mm-hmm.
And is that because of just the popularity of the region, give everybody a shot at the trout?
That's part of it. The Daniels area does have some, it's a little more limited parking, and because there are other fish species there,
yeah.
We limit that area to two. The
right.
Most of the other trout areas in Maryland that are stocked are five trout per day.
Right. Let's face it, we're talking about put and take.
Correct.
You put them in.
You take them out.
Fishermen take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day about stock trout. They love to have stock trout. Somebody, trying to think where it was, that, I know where it was. It was one of our sponsors, Papa John's Farm, and one of our listeners is an avid trout fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And he'll give the owners of Papa John's some freshwater trout from time to time. And he said, I can always tell where the guy's been fishing. Because there's either two trout in the bag or five trout in the bag.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. So that's you know, that's kind of a way he tells where the guy's been fishing. So
right.
You know.
Well, we've been trying to get fish out as quickly as possible this year. I'm sure everybody realizes with all the bad weather we've had, it's been very tough getting fish out, and we still have areas that have a very, especially lakes, very thick coat of ice.
Oh, sure.
So the guys at the hatchery the other day were actually out with a chainsaw.
Really?
Cutting a hole so they could put fish in. So they're tying. Things are still backed up, but we're trying to get everything caught up, and every area will get the allotted number of fish.
Sure.
They're on the schedule. Just bear with us, people, because it's been a rough year.
Brutal. No doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, now they're talking another 4 inches of snow on Monday at least. So,
yeah.
You know, give me a break,
but
please.
It's going to be warmer, so
yeah.
That snow won't last long.
No, it won't last long.
The only problem with that is getting our stocking trucks in.
Yeah.
Because some areas, they have to pull off on the shoulder, and if it's a soft shoulder, a little more wetness does
mm-hmm.
not help.
Nope, you're right. But I'm looking at the department website right now.
Mm-hmm.
The trout fishing page, if people go to the Department of Natural Resources website, dnr.maryland.gov, click on fishing or fisheries, what is it? I guess
fisheries.
First item on the left under action items is trout fishing.
Correct.
Which is pretty nice because it gives you the entire trout stocking schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the potential dates when the places were stocked. It tells you what closure period we're in.
Correct, yes.
And you can actually download and print a stocking schedule to take with you.
Yes, yes.
Which is nice. And it breaks it all down by county and by fishery and fishing locations and things like that.
Yes, yes.
And then it talks about catch poacher, felt sold waders being banned. The stalking hotline. Is that the one you answer every day?
No, that one is in Annapolis, and it's handled down there.
Mm-hmm.
If there are specific questions that we can answer at the hatchery, the call is transferred out to us, or
right.
We get an email and we answer it.
Gotcha. So you're in Washington County, Frederick County?
I'm up in Hagerstown.
Hagerstown, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thought so. Yep. So it talks about the rules and regulations for delayed harvest, whirling disease, Didymo, some other things. There's even a little video there on the hatchery
from the hatchery,
which is pretty cool. Which is the Albert? That's your stomping grounds right
there. That's my stomping grounds, and the person in video is actually the head of our cold water hatcheries. That's Marshall Brown.
Okay. Marshall, very good.
He knows everything.
He does. All right. I've been out with on some electroshocking and toward the southern warm water hatcheries, I guess, with Brian Richardson.
Okay.
And, very, very nice. And I've been to the Powell Hatchery when, you know, on weekends when nobody's there and you can walk around and see all the fish and that type of thing. It's pretty pretty interesting facility. If anybody's ever toured a hatchery, it's an interesting place to go to see how the trout are raised and how they're taken care of. So
now we actually, I always tell people we have a small staff and we're busy all the time, but we put up a little kiosk in the parking lot, and if you get there and you know we're busy, we can't help you. We have pictures of all the activities that go on in the hatchery. So
right.
From the eggs on up, it even has a picture of me sitting at a microscope. Woohoo!
Wow,
but,
that's exciting.
So that's there. We do tours for some groups on a limited basis.
Sure.
But that tends to be out of the springtime.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
Because trucks are moving in and out so fast.
Sure.
We, especially kids, we don't want a lot of kids in and take a chance on having something happen when the trucks are moving around. But.
To give our listeners a scope, give us a ballpark number as far as the number of streams and number of trout and how many times you visit each place. Just ballpark.
Well, the number of fish that we put out each year is roughly... It runs between 320 and 340,000.
That's a lot of fish.
That's statewide.
Right.
Okay. And it's over 120 areas that we stock across the state.
Okay.
Now, the 320 to 340,000, that is just what we call one-year fish. And those fish can actually be anywhere from 12 to 15 months old.
Right.
They run about half a pound apiece.
Right.
11 to 12 inches in length.
Sure.
We have an additional 15,000 that we hold over. They can be two-year fish.
Breeder stock or stockers?
We don't have breeders. These are just holdovers. We hold them an extra year.
Okay.
And then a couple of those go on every load that goes out. Then we hold some additional fish, maybe 1,000, that are 3 to 5 years old.
Citation size fish.
Yeah, definitely. But we actually, each trout produces about 3,000 eggs.
Right,
females.
Right.
We don't have enough space for all the brood fish, because
right.
We get about 500,000 eggs a year.
Right.
So what we do, we actually have a commercial supplier that gives us the eggs.
Okay.
Their eggs are tested for diseases, so we know that they're healthy stock, and we get them. They can provide them at the time of year we need them.
Right.
They're actually shipped in from the state of Washington.
Really?
And it's funny thing about trout eggs. When they're first fertilized, they're very sensitive. But once they get the eye in the egg, when you can see the eye of the fish in the egg, the eggs are resistant. And they can actually take them, put them in a box, and have them wrapped in cheesecloth with ice over them dripping down. As long as they're moist, they don't have to be in water at that stage. And that's when they ship them to us, and they have about a maximum of 48 hours to get them to us.
Wow.
So, we about that time of year, because that is winter time when we're getting those eggs. So we kind of hope that the weather is good and the planes are coming and FedEx can get out and that sort of thing because,
sure.
You know, it's time limited.
Sure.
And we have really never had a problem with eggs.
That's good.
Even
with all the delays this winter, that's
we got the eggs just before all the weather started.
Sure.
It was real early January, and the storms really started about second week.
And they're all here.
They're all here.
I'm ready to go for next year.
Yep, yep. And we've been making sure that all of our facilities have backup generators because the small fish are inside, and they rely on pumping systems. So we have backup generators. We also have backup pumping systems if the generator goes down, and we have alerts on the phone.
Wow, that's
so
great.
The minute the power goes down, alerts go out to staff.
Everybody rolls in, makes sure the generators are working, and checks everything.
Right, and our two major facilities have on-site resident members.
Right.
So they are there. They can start things going, and then we try to get staff in as soon as possible to spell them because, you know, in some cases, it can be 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
If there's a problem.
Did you have days like that this winter?
No.
Good.
No.
That's good.
We have been very fortunate. When we had Hurricane Sandy, that was a different matter.
Hmm.
But it's been a good year and it's been a bad year because everything has worked properly.
Right.
So, you know.
So getting there to the point of being able to stock has been the good part. The bad part is actually getting the fish delivered because of all the ice.
Right.
Gotcha.
And at this point, the guys are moving fish out as quickly as they can.
Sure.
And streams are actually getting fish faster because so many of the lakes and ponds are still frozen.
Sure.
But we're crowded. So as soon as we can get space opened up outside, we're moving the baby fish out.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh. Wow. Inside look at the fisheries department as far as the trout hatchery program is concerned. I mean, a lot of challenges there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, hang on there.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break and we'll get right back to you, so stay
okay.
on the line. All right. Hey, it's Splash into Spring event. Yep, spring's going to be here this week, and it's Talbot Power Sports on Route 50 in Easton, Friday and Saturday, March 28th, 29th. The headliners are the Can-Am Spider, the Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft, and the Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spider. Now, you've seen this three-wheeled motorcycle. It's got a Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies. You can count on an exhilarating and confident ride from sport to touring. There's a Can-Am Spider for your riding style. The Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark is playful, easy to ride, and family-friendly, affordable. From beginner to luxury to performance, Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road, where adventure lives on Can-Am ATVs. Whether it's for work or for play, choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4. Now, that's Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. Take the family to Talbot Power Sports, 9477 Ocean Gateway, Route 50 in Easton for food, door prizes, and fun. It's a Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo. While you're on your way there, why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors? Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, Route 50 East. You're just across the bridge, and there you'll find everything you need for fishing or hunting. Rockfish season coming up. Of course, they've got everything for perch fishing and pan fishing, but rockfish coming up, there's two things I need to tell you about. The Spank and Striper lures. These are very nice, nicely designed, well put together lures for trolling lures for striped bass. And then you've got the Mojos, too. The Mojos are the ones with the great big lead heads on them. 16 ounces, 20 ounces, and 24 ounces, the largest selection of custom colors that I've seen in a long, long time. Those are at Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got the Bubba Blade knives. As their ad says, one kick-ass knife. They've got it for fishermen and hunters as well. Check that out. And if you're a bow hunter, the new stock of Matthews compound bows, the Mission crossbows, Parker bows, and Barnett crossbows are all available. Don't forget, there's a sale on Drake Waterfowl clothing, 40% off. 40% off. They've got turkey shotguns and ammo. That's spring gobbler time, too. The Zinc Avian X decoys. It's all there at Kent Island's largest selection of fishing, hunting, and crabbing supplies called Chesapeake Outdoors. Give them a call, 410-604-2500, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. You'll be glad you did. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngsters can win guided fishing trips. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast. Yeah, that qualify. Stop by your local fish and citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Awards program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of bass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara swoops, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig.
All right, we're back with Susan Rivers, the trout hatchery guru. I'm going to stick with that.
That's fine.
Okay. Anybody that has any particular questions about trout fishing, of course, is welcome to call and ask their questions as well. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Any questions on the trout stocking program or the hatchery program, you got the right person on the line right now for sure. So, all right, Susan, looking at the, we were talking about some of the inside stuff in the hatchery as far as how the eggs are shipped in, and mm-hmm. tell me the process. Now, you get those eggs shipped in early January.
Right.
And those fish are available the following February. And those fish have actually grown 11, 12 inches in the first year. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, how many different species of trout do you have at the two hatcheries?
Okay. At Aberpal in Hagerstown, we only have rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
We have a satellite it's a satellite to Powell that actually does have rainbows and browns. So we have rainbow and brown trout there. And then out at Bear Creek in Garrett County, we have rainbow and brown trout there.
Okay. Now, in the guidebook, in the guide to fish, what's it called? The fishing guide 2014.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the fishing challenge page where it talks about the angler award minimum sizes.
Mm-hmm.
The brook trout is 12 inches, but we don't stock. Those are not a stock species. Those are a native species.
Are native species.
And we've had Matt Sell on the air, and he's talked about the brook trout program.
Mm-hmm.
12-inch brook trout's a pretty good size.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a citation. Then you talked about the rainbow trout at 20 inches, and these are some of the big fish that you were telling me that you hold over.
Right.
The 3-, 4-, 5-year-old fish.
Right.
Okay. So those are out there. Then you talked about brown trout at your satellite facility. The citation size is 21 inches for a brown trout.
Correct.
All right. And let's not leave out the fact that some of these fish do reproduce naturally in some of the streams.
The brown trout do.
Yes.
The brown trout are established in actually quite a few streams across Maryland.
Right.
The rainbow trout, believe it or not, we do have a few streams where they do reproduce.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was getting to the question. These aren't sterile fish that you put in.
No. The only thing is, when we have the fish in the hatchery, the male fish tend to be very aggressive. They
right.
Don't grow very well.
Right.
And we get crowded. We get too many fingerlings at a certain time of year. So we stock fish out. And they tend to get rid of the males quicker. They're stocked out as fingerlings. They may grow in streams, but it gets to a point a year where most of the fish in the hatchery are female.
Right.
But
females tend to grow larger than the males, right?
Yeah, just because they're not aggressive to each other.
Right, okay.
The males really fight over the food more.
Okay, so what you're saying is if you've got males in the population in some of the streams, the potential's there to breed, but for the most part, the stocked fish that are even holdovers, it's not looking good.
Right, well, the one thing is the rainbows tend not to like the habitat that we have in the Maryland area.
Right.
It's not quite the same habitat where they would normally spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And the species or the subspecies of rainbow that we're using is actually a lake species.
Right.
So they do really well below reservoirs
mm-hmm.
where they can get plankton and that type of food. But most streams, they can last for a season or two. Now, they can grow there.
Right.
They will grow there, but they may just not try to reproduce. The one thing is the bottom habitat where they would spawn
right.
is not exactly what they would look for.
Sure, sure. Okay. And the fact that they come from another region of the country, does that have anything to do with anything?
That could be part of it, too.
Sure.
That it's, you know, things here are just foreign to them, and
yeah.
they just don't adapt that well.
Okay, I got you, and that's why they're put and take, obviously.
Uh-huh, exactly.
All right, one other question
uh-huh.
on the fishing challenge. We see cutthroat trout.
Mm-hmm.
Where do cutthroat trout come from in Maryland?
The only place that they have been stocked was out in the North Branch of the Potomac.
Okay.
That was done as an experimental stocking for several years.
Didn't work out so well.
It really gave mixed results.
Okay.
The cutthroat were very, very difficult to work with in the hatchery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't feed readily. They didn't thrive well in the hatchery. And I had spoken with experts out in Wyoming
right.
when we got the fish. They gave us the best stock they could,
mm-hmm.
and they had actually worked at them, and they admitted that they even had problems with
sure.
them. Because out in the West, of course, the cutthroat is native out there. And it just is, it's kind of like brook trout. Brook trout are another species that do not adapt well
right.
to aquaculture.
Right.
So, I mean, the cutthroat are still out there.
Sure.
We haven't documented any reproduction, but they are there.
Yep.
So,
do you get any on the fishing challenge at all? Do you see any ever?
We have had a couple of anglers catch them. I don't know that they've been citation sized.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Susan, hang on there. I've got quite a few sponsors here today. So we got the Wall Street Journal report coming in, which is. A contract with the station, so we've got to do that. And
that's fine.
And we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Since the financial crisis hit, a growing number of us are tapping our 401k accounts for extra cash. Financial advisors say more of their clients are choosing to take loans from their 401k retirement plans. One human resources consulting group says one out of every four of us has borrowed against our account. The loans are tempting because they come with low interest rates, but there are plenty of drawbacks. You have to pay the money back, and a majority of us do. But $6 billion a year in loans winds up in default. That means account holders lose or leave their jobs before completing the repayment. In most cases, investors who default have to pay federal and state income taxes. Those under age 59 and a half who default are also likely to be hit with a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Penalties aside, there's another important consequence. When you take money out of your 401k, you have less invested. Over time, that means your investment gains will suffer. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
What was that? That's something that somebody added on at the end of that? Okay. Well, that was interesting anyway. But I'll tell you what's even more interesting. If you like to fish, go to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's right. Been there since 1957. Been quite a while. And you know what? Going strong. Fishing, hunting, you name it. If you're up for trout fishing, they've got all the power bait, all the salmon eggs, all the trout fishing hooks and weights and rigs and lines and lures and rods and reels and you name it. They've got it for trout fishing, for perch fishing, yellow perch, white perch, panfish, you name whatever your species you want. Clyde's has the tackle to handle it and the expert advice on how to catch it. So why not stop by? If you're a hunter, they've got turkey season coming up. We've got the turkey loads, Winchester turkey loads, some turkey guns. I was looking at them yesterday. And you can see all this stuff at Clyde Sport Shop. Of course, handguns for, you know, for personal protection and just for fun shooting, if you like. They'll walk you through the handgun process as well. And don't forget your fishing license, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, scope mounting. They've got it all at Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. And don't forget that fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH is that number. Stop by, tell them you heard about it on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Hey, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors with Kent Island's largest selection of fishing, hunting, and crabbing supplies. It's spring gobbler time, so check out the Zinc calls and the Avian X decoys. They've got the specialty shotguns from Mossberg for turkey hunting, rods, reels, tackle for the Chesapeake Bay, the rivers, and freshwater fishing. You know, they'll give you some hot spots for perch. They'll tell you where to go. Live bait for frozen bait, and for trophy rockfish, you've got the spankin' stripers and a big selection of giant mojos in custom colors, largest selection I've ever seen. 16, 20, 24-ounce mojos, parachutes, and bucktails. They've got it all. And don't forget the Matthews and Mission bows and crossbows, the Barnett crossbows, the Parker bows, the Bubba Blade knives, that's right, and 40% off on all Drake waterfowl clothing today. Check it out. Route 50 East on the exit 39B. That's 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. They're open every day. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Dominion Road, exit 39B, Route 50 East on Kent Island, Maryland.
For breaking news and local coverage, turn to Fox News and the WCBM Maryland News Center. And stay tuned for stimulating talk throughout the day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting.
All right, there we go. Let's see. We're back with Susan Rivers talking about the Maryland Trout Stocking Program and some of the places you can catch fish, and also inside look at what goes on in the hatchery. Let's talk to Michael in Denton. Good morning, Michael. You're on with Susan.
Yeah, good morning, Alan and Susan. I have a question for Susan. I've been out to Tuckahoe last weekend. They gave me the midweek as a stocking schedule, and then when I went out on Friday, they said they have no idea what's going to happen. She any idea when they're going to stock the Tuckahoe?
It should be coming soon. The one thing was, this time of year, we actually have a facility on the Eastern Shore that has fish that they stock. And actually, they have the fish, the trout in ponds, but the ponds are open, but the banks down to the ponds have been so muddy, it's been difficult to get the fish out. So they have started taking fish out from there this past week. So we're hoping that they're going to start getting caught up on the areas on the Eastern Shore and in Southern Maryland.
Okay. Well, it'll be sometime this coming week then.
We hope to. The best thing to do is check the online report on our website, or you can call the hotline in Annapolis and check it out. If need be, you can call Annapolis. They can get in touch with us at the hatchery and find out if you don't have access to the web.
Okay. Well, I've not been lucky on the web. It doesn't give any schedule for the Tuckahoe, but can you give me the number for the Annapolis, please?
Yeah,
I got it. I have it, Susan. It's it's an 800 number.
Right.
During the stocking season, updates are posted on the website daily, and on the phone line, the phone number, Michael, is 1-800-688-3467.
Okay, I've got that. Okay, I'll give that a try then.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks for the call,
You're
Michael.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Susan, there's some of the challenges that people face out there. They hear one thing, and then something else happens, and of course you guys are the bad guys, you know.
Well, so. And we're, like I said, we're trying the best we can, and I have to thank anglers because they've been so understanding about the fact that the weather has been bad.
Oh, sure.
You know, we get calls at the hatchery. We do not mind getting them.
Yep. Just be cordial and polite, right?
Courteous, yeah.
Courteous, that's a good word.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, look, you guys want to get out there. You want to get this stuff done. You want to do your job. It's just when you're hampered by weather, you know, that's nobody's fault.
Right.
You know, give them God's hotline number.
And our people are stuck in, too. They are,
well,
they
sure.
They are just as anxious as everybody else.
Well,
they
sure.
They want to get out in the great outdoors, and they haven't been able to do it. So that makes it really tough for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So, hey, I do want to say something to our hunters out there. The proposals, the online proposals for changes to the hunting regulations, the deadline is Monday. It closes at on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th. So if you have some comments you'd like to make on those regulations, you can go on the Department of Natural Resources website and check that out. You can go on my website, ellisoutdoors.com, and there's a link right there to get to the DNR line. There's a link on Maryland Hunting Quarterly where you can comment publicly, review those regulation proposals. They've been through the public meeting process. They've heard all the comments. And you guys need to comment on whatever you'd like to hear on whether it's antler restrictions, whether it's a sick of deer limit, whether it's changing the turkey season, or whether it's winter turkey season. The department needs to hear from you. So follow any of those links you like, and make sure you comment. And there you go. All right, I had to put that out there, Susan.
That's okay. Actually, that's good because. I mean, we periodically have regulations as well, and we appreciate any input that the public can give us. And
sure.
The more that they can contact us and say, I think this is great, or I have this suggestion, the more we appreciate it.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And, you know, the department does like to hear what's on the minds of the people that they serve, the people that buy the licenses and are out there participating. You know, they need all the public input they can get. And sometimes it changes things. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes there's a point brought up by somebody in the public that, you know, it's a different way of looking at things, exactly. Thinking outside the box, so to speak. So,
and we appreciate that. We certainly do.
Sure. Sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There's Frank in Easton coming on the line. I'm sure he has a question as well. So, all right, just to review, Susan, we've talked about the difficulties in stocking this year because of the weather. It's not necessarily that the waters aren't open, but the difficulty in getting the trucks into the parking areas. As far as the lakes and ponds are concerned, the ice is persistent. You guys are anxious to get those fish moved out of the hatcheries because the hatcheries are full, and you probably can't wait till the end of March when everything's said and done and you're playing catch up a little bit, but it's almost all over for you, right?
Right. And unfortunately everything right now is, a lot of the areas are in closure, and the purpose of our preseason is to give people that early chance to get
right.
fish. And we regret that they weren't able to do that, but the rest of the year we're just going to try to make it the best we possibly can.
All you can do. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, and keep this in mind, too, for the anglers out there, the water temperatures are going to remain cooler longer. So, you know, that's not going to hurt you.
Right. And one other thing to remember is when we stock the fish out, they're coming out in water that's 54 degrees.
Right.
They hit a stream that's upper 30s.
Yeah.
Fish are going to be sluggish.
Oh, sure.
And we've had a couple of comments that the fish didn't seem... They saw them, and they didn't look like they were doing well. Well, they're sluggish because their body temperature is controlled by the water.
They're cold water, sure.
If you stick your hand in cold water and wait a couple minutes, you know how stiff your fingers get.
Oh, sure.
Fish do the same thing. They slow down.
I just have a better suggestion. Go take a shower and then walk outside in the morning when it's, you know, 35 degrees and see if you are sluggish.
Yeah.
You know? I think I wouldn't be sluggish. I think I'd want to be jumping back in.
Yeah. Yeah. Different than fish are. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Hang on there a second. We got Frank in Easton would like to make a comment. Go ahead, Frank. You're on with Susan Rivers.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning, Miss Sue.
Hello.
I got a question about a trout farm north of Frederick. I believe it's off of Ford Hook Road.
Okay.
You familiar with that?
No, you're talking about a pay-to-play hatchery?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Do you know if that's still open? Is it affiliated with the state? Does the state stock that? Or
now, where did you say it was?
It's in north of Frederick. I think it's up near Thurmont. It's a pay-to-play fishery.
Fort Hook Road.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one. There used to be one at Fountain Rock.
Fountain Rock Road, Frank, maybe?
I know Fort Hook Road is up there. Ms. Sue is probably right.
Okay.
I tell you, Alan, I used to take my kids up there. I haven't been up there in 15 years, but the trout from fingertip to elbow bend.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow
was,
trout.
Okay, yeah, that was Fountain Rock.
Fountain Rock.
Rock, actually, for a brief period, we were raising fish there. We are not anymore. That was actually purchased by, or it was taken over by Frederick County Parks and Recreation. And they have a lot of nature programs there now, a lot of programs for kids. We raised trout there for a period of time, but because it's so remote and we didn't have any power, we couldn't get backup generation if we had issues. And we just realized that for the small number of fish we were raising there, it wasn't productive. And the park is actually using the pond now where they raised a lot of those large fish. That is an education area. People can fish there, but they also use that for education for kids. So, you know, anything that gets the kids out and gets them into nature and gets them familiar with fishing and those types of things, you know, we can forego the number of fish we were raising there.
There you go.
Well, I bring it up for two reasons, Al. There's one holding tank up there. It's completely white. 300 or 400 rainbow trout fishing against a white background.
Yeah.
Got to see that.
And it's amazing.
As opposed to sitting on a bank somewhere and your kid getting a bite every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I stood between my two kids constantly baiting hooks.
Well, sure.
It was an awesome time.
Yep. Pay to play.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. I appreciate the call, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for your service, Sue.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Frank. There we go. Take our final break here. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. If you want to go trout fishing, they've got all the trout bait, the power bait, the salmon eggs, the night crawlers, the red worms, the mealworms, the wax worms, you name it. They've got all the live bait for trout fishing as well. The little tiny hooks, the weights. And if you're going for perch, of course, they've got the little jigs and bucktails and all that stuff that you need. Shad darts, I call them bucktails. They've got it. They can fix your rod and reel. They can fill your reel with fresh line, any size line that you like, and get you ready for any type of fishing you'd like to do. They've got guns, ammo. They've got turkey ammo for the turkey season coming up. They deal with Winchester on that. And, if you're looking for a handgun for home protection, they'll walk you through the process. Very interesting process that they've got. So, the state has imposed on us. Let's put it that way. There you go. Clyde Sports Shop. Check them out at clydesports.com or give them a call, 410-242-6108, or stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, or you can always call that fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's 247-FISH for the up-to-date fishing report. Hey, our buddy Bud at Fishbones Bait and Tackle opened up this week for great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fish and crabbing information. I'd like to recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop onto Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road right beside the Shell Station. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find, and you need to check out their selection of hand-poured, hand-tied, hand-painted bucktails, parachutes, and trolling lures for rockfish. They've got a giant selection and the best prices, too. Check them out. That's right. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Hey, coming up on the 28th, and the 29th. It's the Splash into Spring event at Talbot Power Sports on Route 50 in Easton. Friday and Saturday, March 28th, 29th, the headliners are the Can-Am Spider, the Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft, and Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spider, with its Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies, you can count on an exhilarating and confident ride. From sport to touring, there's a Can-Am Spider for your riding style. The Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark is playful, easy to ride, and family-friendly affordable. From beginner to luxury to performance. That's from beginner to luxury to performance. Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road where adventure lives on a Can-Am ATV. Whether it's for work or for play, choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4 ATV. On Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th, take the family to Talbot Power Sports, 9477 Ocean Gateway, Route 50 Easton in Easton, for food, door prizes, and fun. The Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo at Talbot Power Sports. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back with Susan Rivers from Maryland's Trout Stocking Program, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and we're on with Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
You're officially one of the old farts now. You realize that.
Oh, gee.
You and Charlie and Karen and, of course, Methuselah Cosden.
Yes, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys know each other.
We've run across each other a few times.
I now know who this is.
Yeah. Alan, they have stocked Tuckahoe. My son was there yesterday and caught three and saw a few more caught, but it was pretty slow. But the question I have of Susan is, Susan, a place like Tuckahoe, how long would you expect those fish to stick around? I mean, to be available to anglers? My son asked me that question. I really didn't know.
Okay. Assuming that they're not caught, you mean?
Correct.
They go in this time of year, really, the temperature is probably going to be the limiting factor.
Sure.
And it's
if they are acclimated this time of year, I would say they could probably get up to low to mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Max, we really notice that things don't persist much past 76, but 76 is short-term exposure. But I'd say, 72, 73, they could probably last for a while there at that temperature.
Okay. So maybe in the June or so, or...
Yeah. And I mean, if this winter is prolonged the way it seems like it is going to be...
Yeah,
that is a possibility.
Okay.
There you go.
Like I say, he asked me that question, and I didn't know the answer, so...
Yeah, and thanks for letting us know. I hadn't checked the... I got home late last night and didn't check the update, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when they stocked, but it was open yesterday, and there was quite a crowd there, and I'm sure there'll be an army of people there this morning.
Yeah. Yep.
That'll be a lot nicer, so...
The trucks started coming out of the Eastern Shore facilities on Wednesday, so it was stocked pretty recent then.
Okay, all right. Susan, you take care.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There goes Dale. And, Susan, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Time goes zipping by, doesn't it, when you're having fun?
This is much more enjoyable than doing reports.
Staring through that microscope all day, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One more quick question. Do you guys do any type of, tagging survey anything like that you recover fish on electroshocking programs? Or is that...
We have done various types of tagging.
Okay.
Whether it's fin clipping, we actually have some tags that had little numbers on them.
Okay.
Inject under the skin.
Right.
We also have little metal tags that you can inject. We work with tagging all the time, but most of the time anglers don't see the tags.
Right. Well, okay. That's public awareness. Very good. All right. Well, Susan, thank you for joining us this morning.
And, you're welcome.
We got a lot of grist for the mill there this morning. And for a future article for next year, we can put some of that stuff together, the life and times or the year in the life of a trout hatchery.
Exactly.
So, all right, Susan, thanks again for joining us and all you trout.